from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The first plane load of Cassechuan residents is expected to land in Timmins on Tuesday. They're being brought south from their coastal community as a precaution, with spring flooding threatening. Stronger Together team lead Tara Sloss says Cassechuan does have a history of flooding.
There have been years where, yes, it's flooded their community and they've had to stay out for an extended period of time due to the cleanup, especially if their lagoons overflow and stuff like that.
Sloss and other Indigenous members of the Stronger Together Coordinating Committee in Timmins provide emotional support to the evacuees using their knowledge of their culture and language. Sloss anticipates the 475 people will spend between 4 and 6 weeks in Timmins. The British Defense Ministry says Ukrainian troops have been forced to withdraw from parts of the eastern city of Bakhmut by heavy Russian artillery attacks the past 2 days. The ministry's latest intelligence briefing says Russian forces have increased their cooperation with soldiers from the Wagner mercenary group and are pushing deeper into the small city. Bakhmut has been the site of heavy fighting for 9 months now. It's not considered strategically important, but has become a symbol for both sides. Our country's greenhouse gas emissions ticked upwards in 2021, just as COVID-19 shutdowns began to ease. However, overall emissions were still well below where they were before the pandemic. Canadians produced 670 million metric tons of carbon dioxide and its equivalents in methane, nitrous oxide, and synthetic gases in 2021, 11 million more than in 2020. The oil and gas sector is still the single biggest contributor to Canada's total global warming impact. Well, we won't get an extension on the deadline to file our income tax returns, even if Canada Revenue Agency workers go on strike. An agency spokesperson tells Global News that there is no plan to extend the T1 tax filing deadline past May 1st. The spokesperson says a potential strike won't impede your ability to file electronically or on paper. More than 35,000 CRA workers are in a legal strike position. In Country 93.1 Sports, we're still awaiting confirmation on the start date, probably late next week, for the league championship final series of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. The Timmins Rock have home ice advantage for taking the regular season title. They dumped Powassan for the East Division crown, while in the West, the Sioux Thunderbirds did the same to the Sudbury Cubs. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.